So when a person can't do this, then he will be a person who won't even be able to give zakat. Because if we really have to check how small an amount zakat is in comparison to what our wealth is. If a person has got 1,000 rand, from there he just has to give 25 rand. What is 25 rand in front of 1,000 rand? So just 2.5% of our wealth. It's so easy to give away in zakat. We must give it very, very happily. My Shaykh Hasan Yunus Patel Sahib, he says some people, everything they want to find a hila, they want to make a plan everywhere. So he says that the masla with regards to zakat is, a person must be the owner of the wealth for one entire year. He must be the owner of nisab for the entire year. Then zakat becomes farz upon him at the end of the year. So one husband and wife, they made a plan. The husband had whatever amount of money and it was nisab. So just before the end of the year, he gives all the wealth over to his wife. He said, I'm giving you a gift, all my wealth, I give it to you. So now no zakat is farz upon him because he only had it maybe for 11 months, so he handed it over. Now the wife keeps it for the next 11 months. The end of her 11 months, she gives it as a gift to the husband. She said, I give you a gift now, all the wealth. So they don't have to pay zakat. One person the other day is asking whether there is zakat on platinum. Platinum. So I told him, no, there is zakat on gold and silver. There is no zakat on platinum. So then he said, oh, then we must all try to start buying platinum jewelry. Plus it's more expensive also and we don't have to pay zakat also. So this is a sign of Qiyamah, that we regard zakat as a tax, whereas zakat is an ibadat. Zakat is the soap of our wealth. It purifies our wealth and it is a means of getting barakat in our wealth. So we mustn't be shy. We must take out our zakat. Whatever we owe, we must take out. And Allah Ta'ala has made it so asan that if a person can't take out all the money one time, he can take out little every month. Sometimes a person has got a big amount to take out. He can't take out the whole amount one time. Every month he can take out little, but pay our zakat. So now we read the surah with the meaning.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين.
Allah Ta'ala says, have you not seen him who denies judgment? He denies the day of Qiyamah.
فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم.
It is he who harshly repels the orphans. Because if a person believes in Qiyamah, he won't get involved in these gunas.
وَلَا يَحُضُّ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ.
And he doesn't urge others to feed the needy. One is he himself, he doesn't want to feed, and over and above that, he doesn't want anybody else to feed also.
فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ.
Woe to those musallis, those namazis, those people who are reading namaz.
Whom? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ.
Those who are heedless of their namaz. Heedless can be that one is the person doesn't read, or the person is reading but is not reading properly. He's not concentrating, no khushu, no khuzu.
الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ.
Those who put on a show. They are reading namaz just for show. Some people, they think namaz also is a fashion parade. Some people, they think namaz also is a fashion parade. You see, some people, the way they dress up with all the designer wear, on that cloudy day also they carry their sunglasses. On a cloudy day also they carry their sunglasses. And they come to the masjid, now their style and like it's a fashion parade. They come for namaz also, like as if to say it is a fashion parade. So Al-Ladhi, but this is not what is meant here. I'm just telling you something separate. Here what is meant is the person reads namaz for show. He's showing others.
وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَاعُونَ.
And the person refuses to give even the smallest of help to others. That means he doesn't want to pay his zakat. Carrying on to the next surah is Suratul Kawthar. This is the shortest surah in the Quran Sharif. The shortest ruku, the shortest surah, but very, very great meaning. So in the surah there is a word which is called, which is abtar. Abtar means that person whose lineage is cut off. Now we need to understand the mindset of the Arab. Maulana Suleiman Jada that came to our masjid, those of you that sat for his program, you will recall he mentioned that those people there in Chile. So there in Chile, there are people who are from the progeny of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So these people, although they have become murtad, some of them have become murtad, some of them don't know what deen they are following. Now these are progeny of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. But to this date, they got their family tree. They know their lineage. If they can tell you exactly, and they got it written down, they got their whole family tree, and they will tell you exactly which Sahabi they are linked to, which progeny they come from. So the Arab, his lineage is of utmost importance to him. Very, very important, the lineage of an Arab. Then also, I'm just trying to give you the mindset of the Arab. Then also, an Arab, when he got a son, this was a great thing for him. But if a daughter was born to him, this was like a disgrace. So much so that in the days of Jahiliyyah, that poor daughter would be buried alive. So now, understanding this mindset with regards to male offspring, now we come to this word abtar. Abtar is that person who doesn't have male offspring. That means his lineage is going to be cut. There is nobody to carry his name. It just reminds me of one incident. One brother was telling me that he was gone for Umrah with one person. So this person was buying some jewelry. So he bought one item, I'm just giving you an example, say it was 100 riyals, one item of jewelry. And then he's telling his friend, he said, this is for my granddaughter. Then he bought another item for 200 riyals. He said, this is for my grandson. So that person is telling him, but your grandson don't wear jewelry. Your granddaughter is going to wear jewelry. But you're buying more expensive jewelry for your son, for your grandson, and cheaper jewelry for the granddaughter. What is the hikmat behind this? So that person told him, you don't understand. My grandson is carrying my surname, not my granddaughter. So this is all we things of Jahiliyyah. This is things of ignorance. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that daughters in the home bring barakat. And daughters are a means of the father getting jannat. Because if a father brings up two daughters, according to one hadith, he brings up two daughters properly, and then he gets them married in good homes, that father will be a jannati. So daughters are a great thing in our deen. Sons are also a great thing. But daughters are also a great thing. So there is no such a thing as that one is carrying my surname and this one not carrying my surname, etc. So abtar is that person whose lineage is cut off. That means no male offspring. So there is nobody to carry the father's name. So a kafir or the kuffar, many kuffar, they began taunting Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the term abtar when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sons left the dunya. So they began saying that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is abtar, he has got no male offspring. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah. Imagine how much of muhabbat Allah ta'ala has for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how much of muhabbat Allah Ta'ala has for us that He made us the ummatis of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That every time the kuffar, they pointed some finger at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah Ta'ala defended him. Same time Allah Ta'ala defended Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala defends Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this surah. Also in this surah, the word kawthar comes. Now generally we know kawthar as hawza kawthar. That the hawza which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will have on the day of Hashr, and from there Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be giving the ummah to drink. And if a person has to drink from Hawz al-Kawthar, then there will be no thirst for that person again till he enters into Jannah. But Kawthar has a broader meaning. One is the Hawz al-Kawthar is just part of Kawthar. Kawthar is all the good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everything good. Now we don't have the time to go into the details. Otherwise there is so much of good that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.